commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And hey, it is the first Monday of April, which means...
Ask a nurse.
That's right. Ivy Corella is on the... Oh, you got that broken, North Korean stuff already. Try that one.
We're just plugging in
it. Plug-in is right. Yeah, you're hearing us live, Fairbanks. It's the plug-in is right there. There you go. Yeah, and put your headphones on when you can. We're struggling this morning. It is a Monday. This is funnier than heck.
There we go.
There you go. There you are.
I hear you. All right. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ivy. How are you?
I did tell you I wasn't plugged in.
Not literally.
Yet. Not yet.
Yeah, that's our, we're starting out the week, the month with our North Korean equipment. Oh, we're so well known for that, too.
Yes.
Oh, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Good morning, Fairbanks.
Yeah. You look great. You're smiling. You have a good Easter yesterday?
Fantastic.
So did
fantastic.
I.
Yeah.
It was just nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weather was beautiful.
I was thinking about you this morning. I was able to take my first morning walk with the dogs.
Okay.
Because I've been waiting for the sunlight at 6:30, and where the dogs aren't, the Dalmatian isn't freezing his feet. The blue heeler is okay, but this morning I was able to do it. And then I was thinking to myself, I have to, be with you this morning. Just let everyone know, there's a lot of ice on the streets.
Yes,
there's
a
lot of
treacherous.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice on the sidewalk, so be careful.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of ice, and then some breaking up and stuff. And yeah, definitely be careful getting out there. You're enjoying the sunshine, but be careful.
And then I was just saying, my little path that I take. It's about a mile and a third, and it takes me about 25 minutes. And there's a lot of snow.
Yes, there is.
I mean, there's just a lot of snow.
There is. A funny story. So we were at the home show, and, we got a couple yardsticks. They were giving away the yardsticks. And so my husband went and stuck it out in the back deck
mm-hmm.
in the snowbank. And it was just sticking up just barely above the snowbank in that one section. And he said, and 3 days later, it was 3 inches down from where it was. He said, it's dropping it about an inch a day, which is exciting, actually, to see the measurement of it.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a lot of snow to melt.
I know. So anyway, Fairbanks, be careful, be happy, enjoy it. I have not removed the ice scraper and snow brush from my back seat because I will not be that person who extends winter.
Yeah.
I will not break that juju.
And Mother Nature always kind of messes with our head.
Especially in April, yeah.
Yep. Feeling all this, yeah, and boom. It's like,
I know, God. Anyway, hypertension, high blood pressure today is on your mind.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what else could we talk about. And I thought, this one kind of touches probably most of us as there's 50% of the population.
I take high blood pressure medicine now.
I do too now.
Yeah.
And historically, growing up, 20s and 30s, my blood pressure was 90 over 60, right? So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
They were like, try to donate blood. And like, Yeah, go back and eat something and drink
90
some
over 60?
That used to be my normal.
Were you alive?
That was my normal.
Zombie but, Ivy?
But now, as age, it starts creeping up, and I also am on blood pressure meds. And now I'm without meds. I'm like 140s over like 85 range kind of. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that today. And what does that mean? What is blood pressure? And why do we even care about it, right? There's no symptoms. Why do we care? Okay. So... Do you know what blood pressure is? What you know what we're actually measuring?
Well, you've given me the printout here. It's a
exactly.
I sound so educated.
Right? So we have arteries and veins. So arteries in our system carry blood. Veins carry the blood that has no more oxygen left. It's already been used up and takes it back to the heart. So the arteries have a higher pressure. That the force coming through those arteries are coming right from the heart with each pump. So the artery... we're measuring blood pressure. We got two numbers, right? We have a top number and a bottom. The top one they call systolic, and the bottom is diastolic. And the top number is measuring when the heart contracts or beats. And so it's the higher pressure in the system. And then the diastolic, or the bottom number, is when the heart relaxes. So it's kind of measuring the pressure during the cardiac phase.
The high and the low.
Yep, contract and relax. And so both of those numbers are important. Either one of them... if it's high, it can be a problem. So some people can have high blood pressure and it's just their top number that's high. Some people have their bottom number that's high, and some have both. But they're both important. We have to address both, right? So they call it hypertension because hyper means high, above, elevated. And then they're talking about the tension in the artery. So that's what the word means. So, and it used to be considered blood pressure very slightly based on, back that up. So what is considered high blood pressure has changed over the years. Our standards used to be different. The Europe standards are different. So we have seen research shows the numbers we considered, we won't start treating till, say, 140 over 90 range. We start seeing prior to that, the 130s over higher 80s, actually people started having damage from that, even then, so that we've got a little bit more aggressive in trying to treat it. Whether the providers do it and whether the population chooses to treat it is another story.
Yeah.
But the goal. So there are standards or anything over 130 over 80, but European standards still are looking at 140 over 90 considered high blood pressure. And so they categorize that with like a lower risk of, say, 140 over 90 to that a medium risk at a higher risk when it's really getting high. So that's still also kind of categorized. And there's different things that cause high blood pressure, and there's different labels for different kinds of high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They call primary hypertension is by factors that you don't have a control of, your genetic predisposition. We also have some genetic predisposition or not for like a family history, parents, siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents. So that part we don't have any choice over. The other is your age. By virtue of aging, we have, to simplify, we have four primary systems in our body that help control our blood pressure. And as we age, those systems sort of wear out a little bit. They don't work as well. So as we age, we have a increased risk for developing high blood pressure. You know, and historically, we always saw that. So people thought, well, that's just the normal aging process. You know, that's normal. My blood pressure is going to go higher when I'm older. That's normal. And it is a normal phenomenon that we're seeing, but it doesn't mean it's something we accept or we don't want to intervene on because we are seeing the damage it can cause and the higher risk it puts us at if we don't do something about it. So we have the primary hypertension, we have secondary hypertension, and that's considered something that we can identify the cause. It could be a medical condition, something with our thyroid or our kidneys or something that we know about. It could be medications that we're taking or addictive medications that we're not supposed to be taking, substance abuse, different things that we can identify a reason for it. And it's a little bit maybe easier to target those reasons and correct it. So that's secondary. But then we have some other kind of on the outside fringe, like the white coat syndrome. A lot of people heard of that before.
I've not heard that before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
So at home, blood pressures are good, normal. And you go to the doctor and it's like, oh, you know, 150 over 90. And the doc goes,
that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, no, I swear it's good at home. So we need to validate that and make sure their devices at home are reading accurately. So what we would do is have them bring in their blood pressure device when they came in.
Calibrate, yeah.
To make sure, because they would have they'd bring their log in at home and the numbers look great. And then all we see is high. But if we then could calibrate or look at their device versus ours and make sure that they're measuring, you know, they will be perfectly the same, but they should be within 10 points top and 5 on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so then we could say, okay, we could trust your device. So yes, we could label this as white coat syndrome. So as long as you minimize your time at the doctor, you're good to go. And then we have masked hypertension that is, I haven't seen this very much, but it ironically is high at the doc's office or the provider's, normal in the doc's office, but high at home. That's not quite as common, but sometimes that can be paired with the nocturnal hypertension. That means at night. So the people spike at night and early morning, and those people are at risk for that morning heart attack because their numbers are high at night. And they measured this by doing studies, and they'll do 24-hour blood pressure monitoring while they're sleeping and awake cycle. And then it's clearly, you see this all of a sudden, this spike in blood pressure at night.
Wow.
And that, in the morning. So it's really interesting. But it's important for us to know if we fit in any of these categories, because if daytime we've been great, 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 we're thinking we're good to go. And then they found all these people that were at risk when they found that they did a study, they were great during the day, and at night their numbers were really high.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Corella, the Ask a Nurse Person. Excuse me. Ask an incredible retired nurse person. And if you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We will be back after these messages if I can get the North Korean equipment to work. Ah, here we go.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
A dependable heating system is essential for rural communities. No matter the season, no matter where you live, the Woodway has a Toyotomi to keep you warm. Toyotomi heaters are the most economical heating solution, lightweight and easy to transport. So whether your home is in town or out in the bush, you'll enjoy its ease and comfort. Toyotomi heaters come with an installation kit and Wi-Fi capabilities, so you can make sure your house doesn't freeze when you're out of state. Toyotomi, the Alaskan way, the right way, the wood way.
2 years in a row, our friends and neighbors have spoken loud and clear, voting McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine the best sports medicine clinic in town. We are very honored and humbled to accept this award. We love being able to help our community stay healthy and active. From the Nanooks to high school and Pee Wee sports, we are always available to help you and your kids get back into the action. In fact, our kids probably play right next to yours on many of the teams in town. So if you have a sports or recreational injury, come see our team of providers. You want to perform at your best, so make the best sports medicine doctors in town part of your team. McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine, open every day but Sunday till 8 p.m.
Just in time for spring, North Star Ballet presents the romantic comedy, Coppelia. A mischievous inventor creates a mechanical doll, Coppelia. So lifelike, Swanilda's fiancé is smitten by her charms. The feisty Swanilda rejects this trickery, setting out to win back the heart of her love. See the original choreography by Norman Shelburne set to the melodies of Leo Delibes. Coppelia is a must-see performance, perfect for the whole family. April 10th and 11th. Tickets on sale now at UAF Salisbury Theater.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 35. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, 18. Daytime highs approaching 42 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Low 40s Wednesday and Thursday with a slight chance for mixed precipitation Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Corella in the studio here with me. We're discussing hypertension. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And what, you know, on a personal thing with me is, you know, you go along in life, no issue. Then all of a sudden, I had a medical event, so they tested my blood pressure, and you feel normal. You don't think, and it was through the roof, they told me. And they immediately put me on, you know, wondering if anything was going to happen to me at the site. I mean, I, you know, get out of here. You know, give me a beer. I'm good.
And
so they, so they gave me a prescription, and I take that every day. And I'm losing weight and doing a few things and trying to get down to a specific site without having to take more of a medical pharmacy type cure.
Yeah. Well, a little disclaimer, I'm pretty sure my husband would want me to add that I'm Ivy Corella Holland Rake.
Oh, that's right. You know, what's in a name? You women always change your names. You're changing your names and you're screwing me up and you know I don't do well with that. I got North Korean equipment and I got you changing your name. I've known you since second grade. And then you marry a fantastic guy and you change your name and oh.
I know. And he's at home listening on the radio. I'm like, I better...
Ray, you're very fortunate, my friend. Ivy Corella Hollenrich, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good point. You know, and I can tell you a lot of times with a lot of my heart patients, they'd come in and they did not have any problem with blood pressure that they knew of. Whenever they had it checked, it was normal. And all of a sudden, they had a cardiac event, and then their blood pressure's high. So they really think something's haywire. It's like, we got to not have it right because they were fine before.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah.
I've got the text from Emily, and she says, first of all, hi. And I'm waiting for her to call me a dumb butt because of the name. But that'll come tonight, you know, the lecture. You got to remember their new last names, David. Hey, no, I don't.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, I saw this little text come in. So it's interesting. And I think the complication, so a little a side note, so there's usually no symptoms. So a lot of times we're not aware we have it. And you could have it for years and have no clue. In fact, like the World Health Organization estimates about 46% of the adult population has hypertension that they don't know about, so that they're not treating it because it's so...
Yeah, I never knew about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's why they call it the silent killer, because there's usually not symptoms until some crazy event happens, right?
Yeah.
So,
Ahead. And now, you know, every 6 months I've got a machine.
Cuff at home. Good.
But I go in every 6 months. And the reason why I do that is because I force myself to pay my dues to the doctor. Mm. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
It takes the weight, the blood pressure. Everything, and it's just like, you know, going to the principal's office.
Yeah, kind of keeps you honest.
Yeah, there, or getting your report card.
Yeah,
and that's why every 6 months.
Well, and the good thing about that is that your provider really gets to know you. So if and when something does happen, they know you really well, and it really facilitates the way they're able to treat you more personally because they know your issues, they know where you've been and where you're going. So. It is really good for your provider to get to know you, and that's by, I have a lot of people that they don't go for years or...
Their
provider retires, and they don't find a new one, and then all of a sudden something happens, and they got to try to find somebody, and that person doesn't know them, and they got to start from scratch.
I did. You know, my... Dr. Ebar, he passed away in 1992. So, about 5 years ago, I had to find a new one. And so I asked around and got a couple good recommendations. And I've got a very good doctor. And what I like about him, he's not only personable, but it's not a two-minute visit. It's a 20-minute visit with him.
Yeah, didn't
stop. And going through everything. And he's got a... He's got a good personality, good sense of humor, but you know the numbers are the numbers.
Yes. We like to say know your numbers.
Yeah.
And they give the full picture.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, a lot of people, most of the time there's no symptoms, but on occasion some people, especially if they tend to spike and run higher, they may have symptoms. Symptoms could include headaches, heart palpitations, chest pain, dizziness. Visual changes and stroke, which is that's when it gets to the scary state. I had this one patient was my favorite story when I was teaching on this topic in cardiac rehab, and he was referred to me because he had hypertensive cardiomyopathy. So it means he had...
That's a big name.
It is. It means he had such long-standing high blood pressure that it damaged his heart. His heart got enlarged, and it was not functioning very well. And his provider said, hey, Ivy, I'm sending him to you because we're maxed on meds. He's resistant to lifestyle changes. He loves his Southern fried chicken and some other things.
I'm quite resistant to lifestyle changes too, mind you.
So he said, if there's any hope, it's with you. So I'm sending him to you. And so we were struggling with him and working day to day. And one day he came in and he goes, Abby, he was a big old black guy. He goes, I've had the best day of my life. My numbers are going to be great. Go stick his arm out. Check me out. And it was like 210 over 110.
Oofda.
I almost said his name, but I won't say that. But I said, yep, we're taking a little trip to the ER, honey buns.
Yeah, right now. We're going to walk down memory lane. You're doing great.
Bless his heart. He was so shocked. But that's it, because he was getting into the stroke zone range.
Yeah.
And he had no clue. He felt fantastic. He'd had a great day. And he thought, it's got to be great, you know? So that's knowing those numbers.
Resistant to lifestyle change. I will use that often. I am resistant to that lifestyle change right there.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So actually, just a side note, the cool news is I made some progress with him before he graduated our program. After 3 months, he did go on meds and stuff, and we were seeing some improvement. But a couple of years later, well, I kept up in touch with him. We had our side business we had in common as well as DJs, and we connect periodically. And he came and he met this great, great woman who finally,
straightened his butt out.
He finally was less resistant to those lifestyle changes because he was listening to her. So he did fantastic.
Interesting how that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not a case in point of that at all. Oh, no.
So there was a happy ending to that, which is way, way cool. And he's still doing really fantastic. So speaking of COVID, we talked about most of the time there's no symptoms. So if there's no symptoms, why do we care, right? What's the big deal if we have it? We feel great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what can happen if we don't treat it. It increases our risk, again, for that cardiomyopathy, which is enlargement of the heart. It kind of stretches it out and makes it more floppy, and it doesn't do a very good job anymore, or it can stiffen it, and so it doesn't. Your heart's got to be responsible for pumping that oxygenated blood to the body and brain, everything to function. So an atrial fibrillation, it can increase that risk, and that's where the heart kind of quivers and stuff, so it becomes less effective functionally. It can actually damage your kidneys, chronic kidney disease. 25% of people on dialysis is because they didn't treat their blood pressure.
Oh, boy.
25%.
You know, we're going to take a little bit of a break here in a minute. But before I do that, I just want to address all my friends who are sick. They're sending me, since yesterday, all these memes on things that the Easter Bunny deaths. come on. Take it easy out there with stuff on the Easter Bunny, you know. And that's got another one. Oh, them laundry house gang people. They're unique people, you know, the outdoors, and Easter Bunny is outdoor bait, but what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, Fairbanks, we are going to be taking a break. I have some bumper music for you, some Stevie Ray Vaughan pride. He left us much too early in the mid-90s, got in a helicopter crash, and very, very good artist, and you know what the heck. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And hey, the weather is a lot better than it was a month ago.
Amen. Praise God.
And we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
News. I'm John Zussi, and U.S. military over the weekend rescuing the remaining service member whose fighter jet was shot down over Iran. President Trump says this was a risky rescue mission.
We could have ended up with 100 dead as opposed to one or two. It's a hard decision to make. But in the United States military, we leave no American behind.
Iran had offered a reward to anyone who would capture and turn in the airmen. Iran says they have also rejected a ceasefire proposal from the United States. President Trump was asked about that today, but would not directly comment. The president has issued a warning to Iran that the U.S. military may strike energy infrastructure if they do not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. He set a deadline of tomorrow night. And today, Artemis II breaking a distance record. Humans now traveling further from Earth than ever before. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports one area of J-Bear could see more than double the number of rounds fired than what has been fired annually as a decision about the proposed mortar and artillery training area's final environmental impact statement has been made. J-Bear said the announcement came from the departments of the U.S. Air Force and U.S. Army. The decision authorizes several key changes to meet current Army training doctrine, J-Bear said. The authorized changes include all-season indirect live-fire training at the Eagle River Flats impact area will be reinstated. This means winter-only restrictions will end, it said. Eagle River Flats impact area is located on base in the Delta where Eagle River meets the Kinnick Arm. J-Bear said the base will be allowed to use 155-millimeter artillery. As a result of these changes, the maximum number of rounds fired into the impact area is expected to increase from an estimated 7,087 to over 15,270 annually.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska, bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. She told her son, "You are so handsome." And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
It's time again for the Alaska Health Fairs, a nonprofit providing health fairs statewide since 1980. These health fairs offer free education, screenings, and the most affordable comprehensive blood tests and caring customer service in Alaska. Next health fair is April 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Denali Borough Health and Safety Fair at the Tri-Valley School Gymnasium. For more information on the upcoming Alaska Health Fairs, go online to alaskahealthfair.org.
The American Red Cross of Alaska serves the entire state of Alaska, and you can count on them to be there to help you in times of need. The American Red Cross of Alaska is committed to providing relief to victims of disasters and helping people prevent, prepare for, and respond to emergencies. For more details, go to redcross.org. The Fairbanks office of the American Red Cross of Alaska is located at 3501 South Lathrop Street. This message brought to you by the radio station, located downtown at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. While you're gone, I got the crap beat out of me by Ivy Hollenrick for calling her the wrong name over the air, and her husband came in and whapped me a few times, too. But I lived through the event.
Ray loves me. Ray loves me lots. All right, so we were talking about, if you don't treat your high blood pressure, what's our risk? And so we talked about the cardiomyopathy, the atrial fibrillation, the chronic kidney disease hurting our kidneys. It can cause cognitive impairment and dementia, which is, man, we really don't want that. It can increase that risk of that. Obviously, increase our risk of stroke. It takes it to the most serious level. It can increase our risk of heart disease. Our eyes, it can damage our eyes and make us lose our vision. We call that hypertensive retinopathy. It can block up the arteries in our legs and arms. It can cause erectile dysfunction. Right? That's
why I'm I'm not on the little blue pill, but I'm on my blood pressure
that
medicine.
That gives a huge incentive.
Yep, yeah. So did your friend, you know, who said he was resistant to lifestyle changes, now that he has a lady in his life, yeah.
Yeah. So most males aren't, like, comfortably talking about that.
We just talk about it on the air. Yeah.
Well, I had to do this regularly and teach the sex class, if you will. But, you know, about heart meds and high blood pressure and different things that can affect that intimacy.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to slay those things
out in a polite, professional way. Slay that dragon.
Exactly. And say it to people that could be like my grandma or, you know, or young people that are like, looking away like, yep, not my problem, not my problem, not my problem. You know,
and don't make it your problem.
It was always a challenge, but the reality is it can be pretty significant, and then it actually has a significant issue on erectile dysfunction with untreated hypertension. And sleep apnea is another issue, I mentioned stroke. So those are all pretty huge potential side effects if you don't treat your blood pressure. So the bottom line is, if you opt not to, who's going to suffer from it?
Yeah.
Not the doc. They're going to give you recommendations, but it really is up to you. And I had an interesting conversation with my granddaughter, Kayla, this morning. She's getting ready to, was heading to town for nursing school. And she said, "What are you talking about today, Grandma?" And so we talked about this. And she says, "Yeah." I had a patient the other day who just says, "Yeah, well, I don't want to be treated for this. When I die, if it's going to cause my death, if when I die, I'm going to die." And so she said, I had to tell him that, you know, you probably may not be lucky enough just to die from it. Most people start having complications. They could have a stroke, and then they may be, you know, they may have not be able to move their part of their body, or they might not be able to communicate. They can't speak. It can take away a lot of your physical and mental capacity, and then you got to live like that. So she says, it was kind of hard to get him convince that person, you know. And I said, yeah, it's just like, watching my dad, he had his first heart attack in his 50s. Well, actually, he'd had some before the doctor had diagnosed when they found the big one at 50. But we didn't have the treatments back then like we do now. So he had a lot of damage. And so he was a very powerful, independent, outspoken man. And to see his last 5 years of life, his quality of life
curtailed.
So reduced. I mean, he ended up finally on oxygen. He couldn't travel anymore. He couldn't do all these different things that he used to love to do. Praise God he didn't have a stroke or anything, because I've seen a lot of patients that have that where then they lose their ability to speak or move or walk, ambulate. So it can be pretty serious, and it can hugely impact your quality of life in your aging. So it's not we're going to just like, just run it and I'm going to die when I die. So just those are things to ponder.
What is it about the age? Why does it increase with age?
Well, like as I said, we have about, kind of simplifying, we have four different systems in our body that help to control blood pressure. One includes the kidneys, and one includes our hormone system, and our brain, our central nervous system are some of them and some of our organs. So as we age, our cells are constantly replicating, but as we age, those cells don't replicate normally. Mm-hmm. They start to lose part of their vitality, if you will, to keep it simple without going into the complicated science. So when they replicate, they're missing some pieces as we start getting older. They don't have the tools to do that anymore. That starts the process of aging. So our kidneys then start to not function quite as well. Our different hormones, reproduction, some of our things. So they start to kind of deteriorate a little bit. Mm-hmm. So those are all responsible for managing that blood pressure. And so those start to to lose some of its efficacies. So the thing is, we don't have a Star Trek thing just to put up to you and say, hey, I can tell what's going on. This is exactly how we'll treat it, blah, blah, you know, right? So when we do start trying to treat it, we don't know if it's one system, multiple systems, and how severe. We can measure some things, but so it's kind of a hit and miss, trial and error when we start putting medications on until we find the right combination and the right dosing to achieve blood pressure control. It can be complicated. And a lot of patients get really frustrated. They're like, oh, they keep changing my meds or they keep adding more.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what causes it. And, you know, being overweight. And,
yes,
you know, after a long, hard winter we've had,
yes,
you know, your activities drop.
Yes.
Probably alcohol intake increases.
Yeah.
Two factors right there.
Yes. And so what I mentioned was some of those non-modifiable risk factors that I mentioned before. Now, as you mentioned, there's modifiable risk factors.
Those are big terms, non-modifiable risk factors.
Things we can't change.
Yeah.
But things we can change.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where that steps in, what you were just talking about. We have things like weight gain, increased stress, smoking, eating foods high in sodium, eating out a lot instead of cooking at home, not getting enough physical activity, which often tends to the weight gain, drinking a little bit too much alcohol.
Going through the holidays and having too much Christmas cheer.
And it's because it's Thanksgiving. Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, it's
Easter yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it's Easter. It's my birthday. It's your birthday. It's his birthday. You know,
someone's retiring.
I know, right? So it just keeps adding up. So those, and then sometimes medications that people are on can worsen. It's people that are on meds for ADHD or hormones, the birth control pills or nicotine. There's different things that can also affect it. So those are things that we can look at and try to say, hey, could these have an impact? Is that something we can modify? So when we start looking at blood pressure, if you walk in and your blood pressure is high, most of the time they don't just automatically put you on blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like say, okay, let's start looking. We like to call it, we do serial blood pressure measurements because we want to see, is this your normal trend? Is this day in and day out? So we call it for like 6 to 9 measurements or a week or two. Let's start measuring it regularly and see if this is truly your normal blood pressure, because anyone can have a situational high blood pressure at the moment. Like if you had things that cause situational high blood pressure is if you had a stressful day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a horrific event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going through a personal
crisis. Dallas Cowboys lose. You know how to throw that in there.
Yes.
So. Fairbanks, if you saw the look that she gave me, her look was, well, we always have that expectation, it's David. Like, why is that a horrific event?
It's like, really, David? Yeah, so stressful day or a stressful life event. It could be that you've been eating out a lot.
You walk into a purple padded room.
Yeah. Pressure on you. You know, you're not sleeping as well.
Yeah.
There's lots of situational things that can make your blood pressure high at that moment. And that's normal. That we all can go through that. So we want to make sure we're not jumping in and treating it because it was just a situational moment versus this is where you're truly at. So we want to measure those serial measurements. So that we can definitely tell if this is an issue or not. The next step, as long as it's not 210 over 110, they're going to jump in kind of with their...
Immediately. They were looking at me very carefully.
They're going to get in and start treating away.
And I had to tell them I'm going to go right over to the pharmacy and get the prescription. They said, okay, they're waiting for you, buddy.
Yeah. But if it's not like crazy out there, certainly you work with your provider and say, okay, let's see if we can start targeting. And most people want to do that. So, okay, doc, wait. Just let me see if I can start working on these issues first to see what I can do. And so then we would, you know, work on looking at your weight. You know, the first goal is be mindful of the weight and don't gain any more.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if possible, take it to the next level and start to see if you can start taking a little bit of weight off. And part of that was increasing your physical activity. Even if you're not able to get that weight off, if you can increase your physical activity, you can become a healthier person.
You know, it was this morning, you know, the last few days I'd been looking at the outside and checking the temperature and seeing it's 6:30. You know, I'm up between, like this morning I was up at 4:30, you know, just for whatever reason awake. And you're just waiting and waiting to see it. Okay, 6:30 is a perfect time for me to take the dogs out in the neighborhood. We have this trail. There's no car activity, so they can be off leash for the most part. And I just couldn't wait. And, you know, then you start going through the process. Okay, I'm going out the door. And then you're saying to yourself, am I going to go the whole mile and a third? You know, but I just want to get out the door. I just need to get out the door. Mm-hmm. And that's where I start. Then, you know, okay, I'm going to go I haven't done this since October. am I going to go the full time frame, even though it's chilly out, slippery as all get out, there's all this snow, and you do it. And it just resets you mentally. It really did. Got back. Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, hands were cold, but it just felt great.
Yes. And that's a lot of times we would teach is just get on, start it. You know, we all have those days like, oh, you know, just trying to talk yourself into doing it and a positive self-talk. And so it's just getting on. I used to tell my patients sometimes they were really tired. And I said, okay, get on and commit yourself just to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And if at 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, just if you just really not feeling it, you're exhausted, then go ahead, step off, give yourself that break that day. But a lot of times that's all it takes to start turning around and you realize, okay, this isn't too bad. And then give it another 5, another 10, you know, again, working on it. It's a lot of that positive mental self-talk to get you going there. And then you start. And then when you're done and you realize, wow, I'm so glad I did that. You feel good about it. Yeah.
And it takes a while to get to that point. Oh, I'm so glad I did this.
Yes.
Because up until that point, you're fighting it.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness.
The internal battle.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio with me here. She did not spit out her water at me on that one. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's that time of year. Time for a good spring cleaning. No, we're not talking about your house. We're talking about your mouth. Get over to Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Schedule a good cleaning this spring for your mouth. They work with your insurance, offer full dental services for the entire family, and they back it up with those affordable prices. So before you start dusting ceiling fans and cleaning rugs, call Affordable Dental Care and start your spring cleaning today in your mouth. That's Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Online at adcak.com.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com and get on the schedule now. That's GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with highs around 35. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 18. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio with me here. But before we get to that, we're going to take care of a few check boxes here. And there's the Goose Watch 2026 program going on. And it's on all stations, going to run until the geese arrive. Springtime is Goose Watch time, and the return of the geese to Creamer's Field is just around the corner. Win $500 in cash for just guessing when the geese arrive. And it has to be 3 geese that have to arrive. And once per day at Frontier Outfitters, that's where you enroll in this hardware in Fairbanks, North Pole. You must be 18 years or older because this is gambling. And you can visit the website. And I have no idea what the website is because they don't tell me that. And this is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters and Century Hardware. Hey, Mike Lund down there, great guy, fantastic buddy of mine. And now, here's the thing. the Canadian geese, and it has to be Canadian geese. It can't be swans or mallards or anything like that. It has to be Canadian geese. And they're still in British Columbia. Rumor has it a few might be in the Kenai, but not up here yet. So you still have time to enroll in this event and be a goose watcher. Ivy, how is that?
I'm a goose watcher.
Oh, she sings a song to me.
That's the radio thing. That's what they say.
That's a
radio
jingle.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching this show last night on the Wrecking Crew, and it's the back bands of all the bands in the 60s and all the hits.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wondering if they wrote I'm a Goose Watcher.
All those old jingles, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But what the heck. So...
Back to business. All right.
But this is a great topic.
Oh, thanks.
This really will, you know, if it's not hard to start.
Yeah.
But it's easier to start when you don't have it forced upon you.
Yes, and it's easier to start when you're not so extremely impaired.
Yeah.
Or disabled or overwhelmed that it makes it monumental or so huge. And just taking baby steps and just starting and just realizing this is, you know, and just gradually moving that direction, like that continuum from, there's a big continuum from here to there.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFR Radio with Ivy Corella Hollenrake, and your name is?
Eve, hello. I am wondering and would like to ask if Ivy would be willing to have a lengthy conversation with me about a 38-year-old neighbor who is extremely handicapped but bright. Therefore, help agencies are difficult to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be more explicit, and I'm more than willing to speak over the phone if Ivy has the time and is willing.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. We got about 8 minutes left.
Yeah, I'll listen. And off the air, I'll give my phone or receive her phone.
Okay. How are we going to do that?
Off the air. Okay, I'll hang up.
Okay.
Well, I am looking at a website, a site where I can offer that to people, can send questions or inquiries or something. I haven't quite got that finalized yet, but I'm working on that, so...
Oh, you're doing other things in your retirement, are you?
Well, I thought it would just be a follow-up with this. Actually, it was Ray's idea, my husband. So he said that if we get this website or this email dedicated just to this, then people could
continue.
I got this question.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to do it on the air, but I got this personal question or, you know, wherever, just to see if I could facilitate or refer out. So yes, we'll see if we can follow up on that. So just in kind of continuing on with, okay, I have high blood pressure, but I don't want to start meds yet. Let me see if I can do some other things. So we talked about, you know, looking at our weight. We talked about starting exercise, kind of looking at what we're putting in our mouth. Part of that is reducing sodium. So our goal for our heart health and mind is about 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. That's 1 to 2 grams. That's 1 to 2 teaspoons a day. The average American is taking about 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day.
Double.
So every little bit is improving. Not, and a side note, not everyone has high blood pressure, so they may not have as much of effect from this. It does have other impacts, but it's something to be aware of because it will definitely increase
it. Whenever I buy butter, I buy unsalted butter because therefore I control the salt content in my diet.
Well, it's not just from butter.
There's I know, but
Then you know exactly. And then read that label because there's a lot of sodium and a lot of those different mixes and processed foods and stuff. So just try to be aware of it as the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you when you eat out, you're going to have very commonly double the fat and double the salt or sugar in your product that you're eating. Tastes yummy. And that's how they keep selling it, you know. So being aware of it.
Makes it taste, visual and taste.
Yeah. So other is just part of that nutrition is keeping the dietary potassium in your life, in your diet. That's good for your heart function and muscles. Not a supplement over the counter, but through your diet. And that can be, you can look it up. It's real easy. You get it in bananas and avocados, potatoes with their skins. So you can look up foods that are naturally high in potassium. And then eventually working on that physical activity, working up towards 150 minutes a week if you're able to including aerobic activity, which is getting your heart rate up and sustained, as well as strength training or resistance training to maintain that muscle mass. So those are some good things. Quit smoking if it's an issue, or secondhand smoke, staying away from it, and then being mindful of your alcohol intake. So those are some areas to start thinking about this. Can I do something about it first before I jump into the meds? And so those are good things. But do work with your provider. So if you do the check-ins and say, hey, how am I doing? How are we doing? And also know your numbers and be your own advocate at home. Get yourself a blood pressure cuff. I highly recommend one that's on the upper arm, not on the wrist. Mm-hmm. The ones on the wrist are less accurate. They can be accurate in the moment, but they're more susceptible to constriction dilation. Your blood pressure is getting smaller and larger depending on cold, heat, and other issues. And that happens more often in the periphery, you know, away from our heart, farther away. So the closer the heart's more accurate. So the upper arm is usually a more accurate one. So, and then start looking at your numbers. And remember, we talked about that nocturnal hypertension, blood pressure at night, or in different circumstances, or when we go to the doc or not. So get that blood pressure cuff. And what I recommend you do is start monitoring it and write the time of day you're doing it. So you might be, for consistency, do it the same time every day or every other day so you can compare that number day to day. Mm-hmm. But then do, say, a morning when you first get up, say midday if you can, and then how about night? Okay, might be great during the day, but by night it's high. Or it might be great all day, but in the morning it's high. So it'll help you identify if one of those unusual types of high blood pressure affects you, and it'll help your provider have more information to know how to treat it, you know, how to jump in if it does get to that point.
There you go.
Yeah, the biggest reason is we want to reduce the risk of any of those issues happening that we talked about before, especially stroke and heart attack. It's huge increases in stroke and heart attack, plus killing our kidneys and our eyes. You know, we all want to keep our vision and none of us want to be on dialysis, right? I mean, that's a big drive for me. So, you know, making sure my blood pressure's
exactly
controlled. Know your numbers, take your blood pressure regularly. And then when you can bring that log into your provider, that'll give them a lot more data to base what they're going to do next on. If you don't track it at home and you go in and he takes a one-time reading and he decides, so he's going to decide to put you on medicines because of that one-time reading or the one just what he sees in the office. But what if at home you've been really good, but you're not bringing those numbers in, or you've been high? It the more data that your provider has, the more accurate they can focus their treatment for you, the treatment plan.
Well, we got about minute and a half left, Ivy. I really appreciate you coming in here. This is a very good show.
Thanks.
As usual and as expected. And we got through the North Korean equipment. Oh, boy. What are you thinking about in the future?
The world's about oyster. I'm still thinking.
you release no secrets until they're released. Oh, man. Any fun plans for the summer?
Well, it's my first summer being retired, so I am so excited. I want to go fishing and camping, and we got projects to do at home, which is always fun. My husband and I work really well together, and I bought the homestead of my family that we grew up on, so I love my place. I'm passionate about it, so doing this little project and that, and just traveling a little bit in Alaska, just enjoying our beautiful state.
You know, the next time I see you, how much snow will be gone? Will it be green up day yet?
Oh, wow.
What are you thinking?
There's a lot of snow to melt, but it's melting pretty fast.
Yeah.
So we will see.
I'm going to say that no, we won't have green leaf day yet by that first Monday in May. I hate to be the negative person, but you know what the heck.
Well, then I'm the optimist. Let's go for it. We're going to
full bloomage.
I'm a glass half full.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang. You have a good day. Ivy, thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.